Thou art the eternal being, thou art omnipotence, and united with the wisdom and highest love. For my soul rises to thee, the creature, feeling the influence of thy goodness, flies to thee in quiet solitude, far from the blinding glitter of luxury, free from the nets in which my heart is frequently caught. I am closer to thee, O beneficent being. How near thou art to the spirit seeking thee, O source of goodness. There will mortals, wherever mortals find rest for which their hearts sigh, where will they find sweet fulfillment of their never-dying desires, if not in thee, the only object of their desires? Thou alone fulfillest those desires which the world can never fulfill. What is the world which tires me with its pleasures, if I seek in it only the satisfaction of my wishes, when I think that I am only tasting innocent joys? My heart is really being worn by impetuous passions. Shall I, mad as I am, find my rest in this world and in these joys? This world gives me poison instead of food, inflames my passions instead of saging me, removes me from my center instead of bringing me near it. O Holy Spirit, destroy these contradictions in me. Thou dost repose within me, but I am looking for thee in things outside me. Thou art autonomous and eternal, while I am searching for thee and creatures whose existence is a dream and whose life is but a moment. Teach me that wisdom which is able to find thee, for it does not look for thee outside itself. Rouse me from the mortal sleep of the inactivity to an active recognition of my salvation. Give me thy eternal spirit, the spirit of unchanging truth, the life-giving spirit of thy revelations, and grant me to understand myself and to recognize myself for what I am, without the prejudices of self-love. This recognition of myself and of my weaknesses and of my real needs, be it the first step towards my rebirth. O true goodness, how blind I am without enlightenment from thee, how weak I am without thy help. I was pure and innocent when thy creative power led me out of nothingness, in which I otherwise would have remained forever. As soon as thou connected my marvelous existence with the destinies of mortals, I lost a part of my innocence. I took part of the population and perdition of the children of Adam. But in accordance with thy endless mercies, thou didst purify my soul with the power of thine triune name, leading me back to the eternal covenant established between thee and mankind. Yet how brief was my re-established perfection. As soon as the innocent years of my infancy has passed, as soon as I felt in myself the upholding powers of reason and the freedom given by thee in my spirit, I immediately began to use the gift of reason to evil purposes and to put my reason to shame. I became an enemy of my happiness, an offender against thine eternal laws, while thou, God of my salvation, has always remained unchanged in thy love and unceasingly kind to me. Thou didst multiply the strength of my body and the days of my life, enlighten my reason, form my senses, refine my feelings. While I, senseless, I attempted to acknowledge thee in thy acknowledge thee and thy miracles, attempt to deny thee and thy creation, and forget thee and thy benefits. Thou didst daily bless the bread that I ate. Thou didst establish the path along which I walked. Thou hadst thy son. Thou badest thy son shed its light upon me as upon the righteous. Thou didst touch my heart by the examples of the honest and virtuous deeds of my fellow citizens, or else didst strike my call out so with the terrible thunder and the end of majestic eternity. But I, if I could conceal myself from thy holy and terrible eyes, I repressed thy goodness and truth in my soul, and hardened in my madness, I shut my heart to thy severe truth, and gave myself over to the power and shameful deception which rushed me away from my goal, wisdom and virtue, into destruction. Now, my God, I am beginning to feel the effects of thy judgment and the righteousness of thy decrees. In the abyss into which I stumbled of my own will, and in the midst of the destruction threatening my noble being, I called to thee, Lord and Judge of creatures, terror of the sinner, yet also his only refuge. To thee do my sighs rise, before thy throne does my soul fall down in his deep feelings and weakness and deepest repentance. My recognition of my weaknesses and intentional crimes has destroyed all feelings of real joy in me. Only innocent souls are capable of such joy. What then remains for the vicious soul? In blessedness and rest are appointed to virtue only. Highest God, thus is the sinner avenged upon himself for the virtue which he has offended, and truth upon which he has trampled. Thus are fulfilled the prophecies of his conscience, which predicted to him that he would groan at his error. Life even of spirits. Why did my rebellious heart so frequently withstand truth, which my reason always recognized? Why did I so frequently quench in my breast the divine flame for which I could easily have found food in the lively feeling of thine omnipotence? Eternal God, immortal creator of my being, trembling do I fall down before thee, God. Forgive and be merciful to the trembling sinner. My soul grows sick at the thought of thy justice. Be merciful to thy creature, and ask thee for mercy and grace. What am I before thee, King of the world, spirits, and of the whole universe? My weakness puts an immeasurable distance between thee and me. The lawless being that has forgotten the dignity of his nature and has resisted his destiny. Life and death, blessedness and condemnation are within thy most righteous hand. The whole universe, limitless as it is, has received the movement and the life at one indication from thee. Thou, immortal one, has created me according to thine image, so that I too might see to all eternity thine imperishable glory. Thou, our God, the highest being, thou has always existed and always will exist. Thy being is an all-embracing good and limitless mercy. Thou art always and everywhere in the sea and the abysses and in the limitless expansion of heaven. None of the mortals can comprehend thee, who art always limitless. none born or created comprehend him who was never born or created. Only the feelings of deepest love, faith, and truth can lead us to the recognition of thee through our reason. We are created in order to love him, our creator, and humbly to study thy ways, but not to test thine infatigable wisdom with impious daring. Amen. O my readers, must we not always and everywhere rise our thoughts to the Lord, our hearts full of joy for the prayer of thanksgiving to his mercy to us, which is manifested every day? We move and live only because of his merciful goodness. In his kingdom, not everywhere, he sees into the hearts of the wicked and sees those who have good deeds. Of all the creatures created on earth according to his will, are we not the highest? We alone have the heavenly precious gift of recognizing our Creator. These divine qualities, which indicate his image and likeness in us, prove to us also our own eternal, deathless existence in the future life. Taken from various sources. Amen. Glory be to God. The end of the book, My Life in Christ.